from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Football Friday of the 2024 NFL season, and it's a 5-hour KM to AM on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Hit my line, call me up one time. We're gonna have fun, man. 5-hour sports talk show in the greatest city in the world, greatest radio station ever created for sports fans. I can't wait to talk to you guys. I've been on 12 o'clock, 11 o'clock, at night, and those shows have gone quick, and there's been a lot of frustration and yelling, and I'm not going to do any ranting and raving. Maybe you caught some of that this past week with the Yankees losing series after series to bums, but we're going to start with the Yankees, and eventually we will get to the conversation around the NFL game going on in Brazil tonight. I have a friend from Brazil that can actually speak to the culture out there, the soccer teams out there, the arena that they're playing in, who grew up in Sao Paulo, who will join us later on. Goose Gossage will join us. Maybe Goose has a couple more innings left in that arm. You know, if we're going to get creative out here with the Yankees bullpen, let's see if Goose wants to come on back down. And yeah, we'll definitely talk about Packers-Eagles in Brazil. We'll still react to the Chiefs game last night against the Ravens. I'll give you my picks, my week one picks, my division winners, my Super Bowl pick. If you were listening to 94.7 The Block, our sister station that plays old school hip hop, I sprinkled in a little football freestyle over there with my picks for the Giants and the Jets. So a lot to get to. The Mets also play tonight, and Mets fans have been really showing up to support the Make It Happen Mets. The OMG Mets, the Grimace Mets, the Francisco Lindor is a legit MVP this year, Mets. And we'll keep eyes on that game. We'll try to get eyes on this Peacock-only NFL game. I just was talking online to my boy Dre. He's like, what are you betting on the game? And I'm like, I'm working, and I'm not able to put Peacock on these TVs in here. I'm not able to do my job and put it on my MacBook. So I'm not going to bet on it. If I can't watch the game, I don't want to put any money on it. We'll see what happens. And I can wait till Sunday. But 888-808-1019. I want to talk to the Yankee fans first. Of course, right? I mean, when I got up this morning, I slept through my alarm. I got up around like 11:30, scared, like, slept through my alarm. And the first couple things that I see on the internet as you know, Brian Cashman joined the Yankees in Chicago. His daughter lives out there. He made the trip. But yeah, I think it's a good time for the general manager to show face, as he does from time to time, right? I think it's a good time for him to pop up, talk to the media. David Stearns just met with the media earlier this week. But things are all great for the Mets as they look to win 8 in a row. Things are not as great for the Yankees, even though the Yankees are tied for first place right now. What, 81 and 60 tied for first place? But the Yankee fan wants more. The Yankee fan wants better. The Yankee fan does not want to hear Brian Cashman say today that the organization believes that Alex Verdugo gives them the best chance to win games, which is why Jason Dominguez hasn't been called up. Cashman said that they will not call up Dominguez unless he can play every day. Why can't he play every day? I mean, the message has been consistent. There's no lane for Dominguez. So I'm over it. I did the ranting and raving from Sunday on when Duke Ellis got the opportunity before Jason Dominguez. They're telling you that they one, don't believe that Dominguez is a better major league player right now. The full player, offense, defense, being plugged in left field right now, than their number nine hitter, Alex Verdugo, who right now is on the TV in front of me as I'm watching Yankee Encore. First pitch swinging, a feeble pop-up to left field. Earlier this week, this guy is trotting down to first base, whether he gets a hit or whether he does his signature ground out to second base. And I honestly got tired of it. I said, get this guy out of my face. He's so comfortable. He's so secure in his job, in his position, that he doesn't have to hustle. And then after the game, Yankees manager Aaron Boone took up for him. He said he has no problem with the way that Verdugo's been playing the game. He even cited him beating out a ball in the series before. And he even said that he picks his spots. And I thought, the audacity. A guy that's been here some 6-7 months can pick his spots. A guy that will not be here next year, that's in his last weeks as a Yankee, can pick his spots to hustle. He's hurt. And you guys remember seeing him run into the wall. He's run into the wall all year. And I mean, I'm not knocking him for running into the wall. He tries to hustle hard and gets every ball. But if he's hurt, that's even more reason why Jason Dominguez should be here. I think we all get it. We're diehard fans. They're diehard decision makers. How many times have you heard me say the Yankees die hard on their trades and their contracts? They want to be right so bad that they're willing to be wrong. They make a trade for someone like Alex Verdugo, they're going to see it through over and over again. Like with Andrew Heaney or Joey Gallo, guys that are consistent bums, guys that can't field like IKF, Josh Donaldson. You've seen it. It's a pattern, right? If you're a Yankee fan over the last couple years, if you're a longtime Yankee fan, the pattern has changed. I mean, these Yankees live off the Yankees of the past. These Yankees go from city to city thinking that they're the Beatles. No, you're not so much the Beatles. The Yankees were the Beatles, and then that fandom got passed down from generation to generation. These young Yankee fans haven't seen a damn thing. 888-808-1019. And when I say the Yankees die hard on their trades and their contracts, they make a trade for a guy like Clay Holmes, and they have to see him go out there and blow 11 saves. They have to literally watch it over and over and over again and watch it happen where they could stop it, but they just want to believe it's magically going to work itself out in Texas the other night. They have to see it absolutely explode in their faces over and over and over again, where you as a diehard fan, you're losing your mind. Them as diehard decision makers, they just chalk it up to unlucky baseball that, you know, Clay threw the ball well. And now, with less than a month until the postseason starts, now they want to get creative. I said I wasn't going to yell. I wasn't going to yell. Luke Weaver closes out the game today. Great. The way that this game looked today is about as nice as you could kind of draw it up for a Luis Gil return. Luis Gil comes back, and obviously he had the lower back tightness. And obviously this whole year we've been looking at this young man, a rookie, a guy who came out of the chute as a guy we thought was going to start the All-Star game for the American League, a guy that we thought would have been a Rookie of the Year candidate. And he cooled off and he struggled, and he's still struggling a little bit with his command. He still walks too many guys for me to be in the bullpen. But what I saw from him today solidifies his spot again in this rotation. There's not that long left. If he's got the bullets left in the tank, which I think he does, we're going to need him to take the ball in the postseason. I actually do feel more comfortable with him on the mound than Carlos Rodon or Nestor Cortez, because I really feel like those two guys, you never know. It's a roulette wheel. You spin the roulette wheel. You don't know where the ball's going to land. 888-808-1019. We're starting with the New York Yankees conversation because the Yankees did win. Fly the W. I loved watching Anthony Rizzo get that standing ovation for what he did on the north side of Chicago, winning a World Series in 2016. I have been to Wrigley Field 10 times. I was out there in 2016 that year that they won it. I went to a couple games that regular season. I mean, they painted a mural for this guy. They absolutely love that guy. The Rizzo Foundation was out there. He's done so much work for pediatric cancer. He's done so much work in the Chicagoland area. He is a legend and a hero out there. I thought it was great that they stood up, even at his first at-bat, everybody on their feet watching Rizzo. And, you know, the Yankees, all they needed today was one good inning of putting bat to ball in the third inning. All they needed was a third inning of guys actually passing the baton from Judge to Austin Wells to put up three, and then they have a one-hitter to put up three, and Luis Gil goes six innings. You hand the ball to Jake Cousins, Tommy Kahnle, Luke Weaver, and I know it got a little bit adventurous or whatever, but I look at Luke Weaver, and I'm like, this guy, look at this guy. For his career to come to the point where in the last month of this season, now he's looking at himself as potentially being the Yankees' closer. Like, he got the save. That's his first save. Good enough for me. I mean, the way that they drew it up today is ideal, but I can't be so excited about that. I come in today and Paul says, oh, congrats on the win. And I'm like, I don't care about that win. This team should be at 90 wins. This team wins the first games of a lot of series, and then they lose the second game, and then they fall into a rubber match and they lose the series. Show me something different. Do something different tomorrow with Clark Schmidt returning and then Gerrit Cole on the mound. Can you sweep the Cubs? Can you sweep the Cubs, which are a team that's fighting for their wild card lives, for their postseason lives? I don't think they're going to actually get there, but can you sweep the Cubs on the north side of Chicago with your fans out there, a ton of Yankee fans that traveled to Chicago to see them? I know it's not that far, the second city, but you understand what I'm saying. Can now be the time where you actually round into form? You're getting guys back. Can now be the time where you start doing things right, where you start taking it serious so I don't have to get on air and say they're an unserious bunch? Can now be the time where everybody hustles, where everybody makes plays? The defense made plays today. Rizzo looked good at first base today. Can we not have to see DJ LeMahieu out there anymore? Another contract that they died hard on. Like, do we not have to see Trevino in there because of his pitch framing? Austin Wells, his bat needs to be in this lineup. He's had a great rookie season. He's earned it. Can they stop doing the things that piss off their fans for a month as we get into the postseason with a wide open American League where the big bad Astros just lost three in a row, got swept by the Cincinnati Reds, same team that came to the Bronx 4th of July weekend, swept the Yankees? They're not almighty. I don't want to see them. But this American League is going to feature three teams from the AL Central. If there ever was a year that the Yankees got to find a way to get it done, it's this year. 888-808-1019. So, you know, with Cashman, with Boone, it's the same. You're going to get the same messaging. You're going to get the same decision making. Like I said, you're a diehard fan. They're diehard decision makers. They are willing to die hard on the decisions that they made. They are willing to do it their way. And, I mean, how many times you watch Aaron Boone on the Talking Yanks podcast say to Jimmy and Jake, oh, when you run the team, you do it your way. Which is basically telling the whole fan base, you guys have so much to say, well, you don't get to make the decisions. When you get to make the decisions, maybe Jason Dominguez will come up. Maybe DJ LeMahieu will get DFA'd. Maybe Clay Holmes won't blow 11 saves. He'll blow about 5 or 6, and the decision will be made that he's not a closer. You guys know the number to dial. We're going to start with the New York Yankees. I want to break because I have Goose Gossage coming up in an hour. Obviously, Goose, if you ever heard him talk it up, I mean, he's just an old-school baseball cat, and he's stuck in his ways, but in a good way. And him and I are promoting an event coming up in less than 2 weeks. I'm so excited. I'm going to be emceeing an event where we're going to be honoring Thurman Munson. And, you know, with these current Yankees pissing me off, I'm starting to want to get more into the Yankees of past, before my time, well before my time. And the first annual New York Legends Gala is coming up at the Venetian in Garfield, New Jersey on September 19th. I'll be the MC. I know some of you listening, we're at the David Cohen Celebrity Golf Outing Dinner. It'll be similar to that. with food and drinks, hors d'oeuvres, and a live auction, and Yankee legends like Goose Gossage and Roy White and a couple other important people in the building. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to talking to you tonight. The number to dial is 888-808-1019. We're going to take the Yankee fan calls first. We'll mix in some other calls. I know you guys just listened to a ton of Giants thoughts and takes and predictions and stuff. We'll get to that. We'll definitely talk about the Jets game coming up on Monday night. And like I said, I'll give you my Super Bowl picks, my division winners, and my week one picks as well. And we'll talk about this Brazil game that some said should have been canceled, but I'm glad that they're actually playing it and going through with it, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. And I have a friend from Brazil, literally grew up in Sao Paulo, that's going to join us to kind of give you guys some background on the culture out there, what's going on, and the NFL coming to her country. My name's Keith McPherson. This is KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show. Dial the number. You're welcome to join the show. We got to take a break. We'll be back right after this. All right, let's get it. Somebody's favorite show, somebody's favorite host, the nighttime guy. That's me. Keith McPherson on the Fan, about to take your calls, about to rock till midnight. It's a Friday. You can feel the fall coming, and the NFL back, and the last weeks of the baseball season as we root for the Yankees to be a first-place team, maybe the number one overall seed, and we're hoping that the Mets continue to win and lock up that wild card spot so we can have postseason baseball in Queens and the Bronx, and then be watching the Jets and the Giants. We've got some Giants calls, which I understand you guys probably weren't able to get in to the Fan all day from Giants Fest, the guys being live from there, so I will take the Giants calls. And we also have some Yankees calls, so you guys will get preference. We'll go there first. Moose is in Jamaica. Moose, you're on the Fan.
Here, Keith.
Here, what up?
First things first, I'm riding with this team, the Yankees. Always will, always have.
We have
for
to.
Reasons of the past.
Brian Cashman knows that. Hal Steinbrenner knows that. Aaron Boone knows that. They can tell you anything. They can say anything. They know you're not going anywhere.
Exactly. And you know what? And you know what, Keith? It's hilarious. There's a saying, right? Fail trolled 10 out of 11 people who tried too hard. But Clay Holmes had 11 blown saves. And then they finally decide to take him out that spot.
A lucky number 11.
We got it right today.
For me, it was around 6 or 7 where I was done. They had to get to 10. I thought 10 was maximum capacity. They said 11, no, we can't do it anymore. We're running out of time.
Exactly. That's the new troll. That's the new fail troll. Fail troll 11 out of 10. You're running out of time. Make the change. Doing the same thing, expecting a different result, is insanity.
Now or never.
Congratulations to the Yankees and Aaron Boone and the whole organization. Today you didn't play yourself. You actually got it right. You made the change that should have been done probably even before the last game before the All-Star break, probably sometime in June when we were going through that gauntlet and the inconsistency started to show.
Well, you know, they would be too comfortable then. They'd have probably like a 3 or 4 game lead right now. They didn't want that. They want it to be suspenseful down the stretch, I guess.
It's not enough insanity. They want our hearts to pump out of control even more for longer periods of time to test how much money we'll spend on the team every year. No disrespect. I'm just joking. But more importantly, I'm writing. What do you think we should do when it comes to the bullpen for the rest of the season and obviously the postseason? Do you think it should be matchup-oriented with the analytics and the numbers?
There's guys that you want to send to the moon. Guys like Mark Leiter Jr. Like you can DFA him. We're hoping to get Ian Hamilton back in the fold. We got to see Scott Efros for a little bit. They sent him back down. There's guys like today, Jake Cousins, who a lot of fans are like, yeah, you like that? I like that. Like, Jake Cousins looks the part. Tommy Kahnle, I don't know. Some people are more sold on Kahnle, his experience, than his stuff. Tommy Kahnle, fine. Luke Weaver, Weavy Wonder, let him be the guy. I think they have enough options to continue to go bullpen by committee, and they're such analytically driven, whatever. Just go by matchups and play the matchups and figure it out as you go and have somewhat of a plan. Thanks for the call, Moose. 888-808-1019. It is better than just saying Clay Holmes is our closer. But how hilarious is it? Like, I got to go back to my notes. I remember after the deadline passed, They were in lockstep from top to the bottom. General manager, manager, and captain of the team. Oh, Clay Holmes is our closer. We got a lot of faith in Clay. He's one of the best in the game. He throws well. You know, he's just been unlucky, but we're sticking with Clay. What happened? What happened? What happened? I don't know what happened. No, I do know what happened. I watch all of these games. Steve is in Morristown. Steve, you're on the Fan. Oh, what happened, Steve? I went to Steve, clicked on him, said his name, and he disappeared. And that opens up the line for the first Giants call. Let's go to Ed in Rockland. Ed, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith?
Not
Happy Friday
much.
To you.
Happy Friday. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I would talk about the Yankees, but you're like you could be my buddy Yankee fan because you sum up all the pain points that I have as a longtime Yankee fan.
It is painful. It is frustrating. I just want to win. I just want to stop doing stupid stuff. I think it's just so easy to do the simple things. But yeah, go on.
Yeah, so I wanted to get your take. I think you're a Cowboys fan, right?
How about them Cowboys? Unfortunately, they had a whole Giants show, and then they put the Cowboys fan on for 5 hours. Yeah, I am.
Yeah, so I wanted to get your take. You know, the past 5 years, you know, I've been a longtime Giant fan. And the past 5 years, I've kind of been clouded as far as how they're going to represent and how what their record's going to be for a given season. And I wanted to kind of, you know, you're a big football fan. Just from what you've seen in interviews with different people, you know, and so forth, what do you see the season unfolding for the Giants? Do you think it's like just a 500 season? Do you think, you know, some of the draft picks that they have this year can kind of surprise, you know, neighbors, you know, Tracy, so forth? I mean, like, I just wanted to kind of pick your brain on how you see it. And that way, you know, I kind of prepare myself either way.
Yeah, I'll take it from here. Thanks for the call, Ed. You know, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade because right now is the time for optimism. While your team is 0-0, while most of these NFL teams are 0-0, like, now is the time to be optimistic. But, like, I just saw a clip floating around on social media from a random player on the Vikings that I don't even know. The Vikings have a lot of random players that no one will know. But I just saw this clip. Vikings linebacker Ivan Pace, when asked about the Giants' offense, he said, "We about to go crazy, man. It ain't even going to be no matchup." He said it with a smile and a smirk and very cool and casual, right? This is Friday. Like, that game is in 2 days. They're flying out here. They have no fear of Daniel Jones. They have no fear of Devin Singletary. They have no fear of a rookie wide receiver named Malik Nabers. Kevin O'Connell and that group, they lost their last 3 or 4 games to end last season. Kevin O'Connell and that group ran out so many different bum quarterbacks from Josh Dobbs to Nick Mullins to Jaren Hall. Now they're rocking with Sam Darnold, a guy that was drafted here on the other side for the Jets. He's played in the Meadowlands enough. I remember being a stupid Dallas Cowboys fan and watching the Jets beat the Cowboys in MetLife, where he threw a bomb to Robbie Anderson. I have a feeling that this version of Sam Darnold, who has now been a backup and become a little bit of a journeyman, he's got something to prove. He's got Justin Jefferson, who missed most of last season. If you watched Receiver on Netflix, you saw his rehab and, you know, the injury he suffered. And I know that guy just got paid. He is itching to get back on the field. He's a guy that loves football. He's one of the best, if not the best, receiver in the NFL. And it might be a long day for those Giants DBs, corners, safeties, with Justin Jefferson running around. He's the number one target. And Aaron Jones is now in the backfield. If he's healthy, which he is to start the season, he's more than serviceable. I don't think the Vikings fear coming in to Giants Stadium on Sunday and playing the Giants. Like, just this little clip alone, the Doug Rush on Twitter, shout out to Doug. He posted it. Ryan Dunleavy, who I've had on, retweeted it. It just tells you the vibe in their locker room. This is a video from their locker room. The Vikings do not fear these Giants. So when I look at this first game and I look at WFAN's Twitter, where they put out the picks from all of our WFAN hosts except for myself and C-Mac, who creep in here at night when everyone's gone. Boomer, Geo, Jerry, BT, Sal, Hoff, Morash, Tommy, Evan, and Tiki all picked the Giants to win. I did a little Football Friday wrap for the Block 94.7 where I said I'll take the Giants to cover. The spread is 1.5. I think there's too much optimism right now, and I'm not saying this because I'm a Dallas fan. I'm saying this as a football fan. There's too much optimism right now for a Giants team that is searching for their identity. Their identity used to be Saquon Barkley. Oh, give it to Saquon. And then when Daniel Jones was at his best, Daniel Jones was able to make a couple throws, make a couple runs, and the Giants were able to surprise some teams when they were, you know, winning a couple years ago. I think this is a team that's going to struggle to get more wins than they had last year. They're going to struggle to get to 7 wins, 8 wins if they don't win this first game. 888-808-1019. They got to win this first game at home, celebrating 100 years. There's something in my mind about those weird throwback jerseys. They're not going to look like Big Blue. They're going to look like Big Red with tan pants. That could throw you off a little bit. New offensive line. Some new players on defense, a new defensive coordinator. It's going to be a lot of new. Daboll calling the plays, it's going to be a lot of new. And if they are not making plays, if they're not looking like a cohesive unit, if Daniel Jones is not confident, I think the Vikings have enough players and talent, and they have a good coach, that they can figure out with Sam Darnold, who is a veteran in this league now, a guy that played here, how to come out with the win. I think he's just throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson, running the ball with Aaron Jones, and not giving up points. The Giants' defense is going to have to win it. They're going to have to make it a long day. That front of the Giants are going to have to make it a long day for Sam Darnold. But this is on Daniel Jones, man. Evan is in Manhattan next up on the Fan. What's up, Evan?
Jeez, my guy. How are you, man? So let me tell you something. I called talk about the Giants. You got, and that's totally fun because I had guys in the locker room back in high school who played basketball together here in New York in the Bronx. And, of course, New York, that Dallas Cowboy fan. I think you've got a little bit of Dallas in you with that take on things. Come on, maybe a little?
I mean, I don't think the Cowboys are going to be any good.
Dallas Cowboys?
I'm in here wearing an NFL shirt right now because I refuse to put any Cowboys gear on. I'm just being real with you. This Giants team, we don't know. There's just a lot unknown, and that's the whole thing going into the season. But, I mean, I don't know. I think people are going back to 2 years ago when they surprised folks. I mean, you gotta sign a Dory Jackson a week before the season to come in and play corner. Like, that's not a good sign.
I'm with you. I was just having fun with you. Listen, man, there's no doubt. I'm not betting on, you know, the Giants as a Super Bowl pick right now. I will say this. I don't know what's going to happen. The expectations, we were like 28th in the power rankings last week. I think that helps us with the pressure off. The only things I'll say that are facts that are positive right now is that number one, unlike last year, let me put it like we were sitting here last year about, you know, Wandell, Jalen, they got talent. We don't have a potential monster weapon like Neighbors. We got that. That's exciting. At least we got Brian Burns, Thibodeau, and if Ojulari can stay healthy for more than 3.5 minutes.
Sure, Dexter Lawrence, Bobby Okereke, okay. they have players, don't get me wrong. But this is the NFL. Everybody has players. Right. Like, a lot of it comes down to coaching. Watching the game last night, the Ravens were right there. The Ravens could have beat the Chiefs multiple times. They got out-coached. They got out-schemed. They got out-executed. So it's going to come down to, like, that's why I said it's about Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones got to hit these receivers. This is the best offensive line and group of receivers that Daniel Jones has had, arguably. Might be the best. We haven't seen it yet. On paper, I think it's the best. He's got to go out there and lead. He's the highest paid player. He's got to go out there and make plays, throw the ball in the end zone. They have to put drives together and score points. It can't be the New York field goal Giants and Graham Gano.
Right, and I agree with you, but let me just make two more quick points. I agree with you, but you made my point, one of my points. In fact, you know, we did not have these players last year. So everybody had players, but we didn't have players like this. We added some key guys, and that's at least has the potential to be exciting when there was no potential for that last year in some of these areas. And before you let me go, just one quick point on Clay Holmes, which I obviously agree with everybody. I was on with BT and Sal going crazy on this, you know, this dud. And that's that. What people must realize too is he also, even in seven or eight of the games he saved, he was barely eking out. He loaded the bases. Oh, he created his own
jam. Never easy. It weren't all clean saves.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Thanks for the call, Evan. 888-808-1019. I'm just saying, before we all go picking the Jets and the Giants to win, I just remind folks, like I was reminded last night, as much as I thirst for football and love football, damn, there's too many flags. Come on. Flag on the play, pass interference, roughing the passer, illegal formation, lined up in the backfield, illegal mo. Damn, can we watch the game without all the flags? The NFL is super bogus. I mean, in the NFL now, your defensive coordinator can call a timeout. 888-808-1019. So I remind you that you get all excited for football to come, and then your favorite team loses, your fantasy team loses, you lose $300 in parlays and bets, and then Sunday night football starts. You're getting in the bed, and you're like, that wasn't much fun at all. Ricky is in Far Rockaway. Ricky, you're on the Fan.
Hey, I called the call about the Yankees, but you had to mention the Giants. Now, Sam Darnold hasn't done anything since he was a sophomore at USC. Sam Darnold is not going to be a threat to the Giants. I think they'll be able to defend him nicely. Daniel Jones had 24 touchdown passes his rookie season. He hasn't come close to that since. Let him throw the ball down the field. He has the arm. You've got to probe the other defenses. None of this dink and dunk stuff. All right, Clay Holmes. He's a 4A talent. He can't throw strikes. He's barely a major league pitcher. But the Yankees are so sick with this analytics thing. You know, if the Yankees went 0 and 162, Matt Blake would say the analytics held up, but the results were an aberration. they actually believe in it like that. And, of course, that comes from the top of Cashman. Cashman not only ruined the product on the field, he's ruining our deep franchise history. Reggie Jackson has nothing to do with the Yankees anymore because of Cashman. Don Mattingly is working for another team in his 60s because Cashman didn't make an offer to him. Derek Jeter just despises Cashman for the way he treated him when he was a player. He comes around when he wants to, you know, get a little publicity for something like that. And, you know, what was the last good managing job a Yankee manager did, in your estimation, as a Yankee fan, just in the last decade? It was 2017
the guy that got
with
fired.
Girardi.
He got fired after getting us to Game 7 of the ALCS, almost to the World Series.
The team overachieved, but he wouldn't be a last.
Because he was too hard on the guys. You needed somebody to coddle them, somebody to call them Glaby and Cabby and Judgy and be cool dad.
Right. Well, but Aaron Boone does that stuff, but Girardi did it too. But he would add an ER on the end instead of a Y to guys' names just to reference them. But, you know, and another thing about Cashman, I don't want to be ancient history, but following the 2018 season, the Yankees were offered JT Realmuto straight up for Gary. That's per Bill Madden, so not something I made up. And he said, no, don't do the deal.
Cashman has a ton of those.
Realmuto to,
ton of the guys that he passed on, moves that he didn't make, and why we were even here.
Yeah, so, I mean, the team is, it's just as a Yankee fan, you get me fired up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, I wasn't going to get that disgusted over it, but let me ask you something. Not, you know, I didn't know that you were such a big Cowboy fan, and like I said, they got a lot to prove.
I mean, I'm one of those Cowboys fans that's not delusional. I'm one of those Cowboys fans that's just like accepting my plight. I chose this when I was 5 years old. I didn't know any better.
Well, as a Cowboy fan and a Yankee fan, who's the worst GM, Jerry or Cashman?
Ooh, they're almost turning into one and the same. Thanks for the call, Ricky. Jerry Jones is. For the amount of money that the Dallas Cowboys are worth, they sure find a way to just fumble contracts, cost themselves money. They certainly find a way to not get back to the promised land. I mean, Jerry can't get out of his own way. It pained that man to put Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor. He didn't even want to shake his hand. He was shaking. You know, the Cowboys will be better when Jerry Jones fades into the background, but he's not going to fade into the background because Jerry Jones wakes up every morning, looks in the mirror, and he sees that star on the helmet. The star on the helmet is not Dak Prescott. It's not CeeDee Lamb, not Micah Parsons. The star in Dallas is Jerry Jones. It's his team. He is the face of the franchise. He does a radio show in Dallas every week, a weekly spot on the radio show. Could you imagine the owner? Like, imagine John Mara. You heard him on the radio today. Imagine he chimed in every week with Evan and Tiki. It'd be too much. We don't need that. We don't need that. And when I say it's one and the same, I picked the Yankees around the same time, man. I remember being in elementary school. Shout out to my mom. Just what kind of hat you want? What kind of starter jacket you want? What kind of book bag do you want? And, you know, you go to the recess, you go to the playground. What team, what fan are you? You're a Mets fan? You're a Yankee fan? I'm a Yankee fan. When you're in kindergarten, first grade. Same thing with the Cowboys. What fan are you? Jets fan, Giants fan, 49ers fan? I'm a Cowboys fan. And I always tell y'all, stay down till you come up. There's supposed to be a level of loyalty in this fandom thing. But man, most of it is pain. And to be a modern day Dallas Cowboys fan and a Yankees fan, it's torturous. It's torturous. It hurts. It hurts. I don't even remember those years when I was a kid. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. When we come back, I'll continue to take your calls on the Yankees, on the Giants, on the Jets. We'll mix in a little bit of football talk because it is a football Friday. And, you know, I got the Yankees conversation out of the way. Let's see what they do the next couple days. Goose Gossage, again, reminder, will join us in about a half an hour. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
94.7 The Block and our sister station 101.9 WFAN present the quickest New York football preview with WFAN weekday evening host Keith McPherson.
What's up? This is Keith McPherson, nighttime host over at WFAN 101.9 FM. Every week I'll be bringing you my picks for the Giants, Jets, and Monday night football games. Let's get it. It's already week one. The NFL has begun. And you already know they want to know the Chiefs won. Okay, high key. The Giants need to beat the Vikings. Daniel Jones got the check to just do it like Nike. He's a key player. Like Justin Jefferson and Malik Nabers. I'll take the Giants to cover. Check back with me a week later. Aaron Rodgers is back to prove he's the best. So make your parlays. Go ahead and place your bets. Monday night, they got the only game out west. Gang Green moving different. Not the same old Jets. I don't know if they'll beat San Fran 49, but I'll take them to cover that 4.5. Boo! Get him out of here! Trash! Who was that? Keith McPherson on the Fan. So that was my little bit from the block earlier today. I think they played that in like the 3 o'clock hour, 6 o'clock hour. every week on our sister station, 94.7 The Block, where they play old school hip hop. I listen to it. It's programmed in my car. They're giving me the opportunity to do picks. And when they gave me the opportunity to do picks, I'm like, can I rap? I'm rapping on the radio in New York. I'm telling you, I'm such a hip hop head. You know, I grew up watching rappers come to New York from all over and have to go to Funk Flex. I've told you guys a story about me walking down the street, coming to work here, seeing Funk Flex. Hot 97 is literally just two blocks north of here. And, you know, I said, what's up to Flex? And he curved me. You know, I've watched so many freestyles on Sway in the Morning. In the fan cave, I was with Sway every week because he hosted the show off the bat. I remember begging Sway, yo, let me come through, do the Five Fingers of Death. I was a lot better when I was younger. I don't have the time now being a father and a husband, but I'm getting back into it. I got a couple bars off there. I said, you know, high key, the Giants need to beat the Vikings. And Daniel Jones got the check to just do it like Nike. Ooh, hold on. Hold on. Slow it down. They gave Daniel Jones the check. So he's got to just do it like Nike. James is in North Arlington. What's up, James? You're on the Fan.
Oh, thanks for calling on me, Keith. Hockey will be here pretty soon, but I guess the saying that hope runs eternal sort of sums up everything right now. I mean, the only thing that I worry about is accountability. I mean, and I mean, we're talking about both the Yankees, obviously the Giants, and the Jets, and I think that word accountability may apply more to the Yankees than any other team. And yet, they're already in the playoffs, and I know you're not really a homer, which I like about you, because, I mean, a lot of people on the Fan, they're all great hosts, but I think sometimes they sort of, like, maybe a little bit tilt toward the home team. Not Boomer Esiason, because he always expels saying that both teams want to win, and I think that, I mean, what's more true than that?
Yeah.
I think a lot of fans forget that. I mean, I guess that's why you're a fan, but I think if you're more of a journalist or more of a person that's...
I'm a football fan. I'm a former football player. I understand that first game, everybody's waiting for that. There's a huge fan base in Minnesota. There are Vikings fans listening to this radio station right now that are like, hey, don't just count us out. Don't just think that we're going to get beat because you guys are hosting the game in your, you know, 100-year red jerseys and you guys got Malik Nabers. Like, we have the best receiver in the NFL. That's what a Vikings fan would tell you. I remember listening to Tommy Lugauer get on this radio station and say that Malik Nabers would be better than 95% of the receivers he steps on the field against. I guess the 5% was reserved for week one. Justin Jefferson is going to be on that field. Is Banks going to stop him? Is Adoree Jackson going to stop him? Hell no. And so if they get enough protection for Sam Darnold to throw the ball downfield, that guy's going to be there. Aaron Jones has something to prove. Like, these are NFL players. They have talent, too. And they're coming in trying to ruin your day. And they literally could. I had to remind everybody, we get so hyped for that first Sunday, and then we'll be down in the dumps by the end of the day when your fantasy team loses, your reality team loses, and all your parlays don't hit.
Keith, let me just ask you a question about last night's game. I mean, it seemed like today the odds changed a lot for the Chiefs. Winning. And it's interesting because if you watched the game last night, there was a lot of missed balls. The Holmes, a lot of his receivers dropped the ball. That game really shouldn't have been that close. But why do you think the odds went down so fast? Even though they won, it seems like
the odds went down for them to win the Super Bowl?
Well, obviously they win the Super Bowl. Yeah, the odds went down for some reason after the game today. They were talking about that. I thought it kind of weird. They won, but maybe because the way they won?
I don't put so much stock in Vegas. So many people want to tell you, oh, Francisco Lindor's not the MVP because look at the odds. The Yankees, even though they blow games, even though they don't hustle, even though they play guys for stupid reasons that nobody really understands, they're the favorites to come out of the American League. And it's like, that's Vegas. That's where they want you to put money versus not put money. It has nothing to do with actual reality. What I'll say is, so many people were on the Ravens last night, and I didn't understand why. I'm like, how many times do we have to count out Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and the Chiefs? They still drop passes for Patrick Mahomes. You know, Worthy had a drop. Schuster, it was defended, but he could have had another catch. Like, they're still dropping passes for this guy, but he still gets it done. Ultimately, because They have the right coaches, the right scheme. They have the best quarterback in the game. They're winners. They find ways to win. The Ravens had multiple chances to win that game and couldn't get it done.
There's no doubt about it. And aren't we happy to see John Sterling back on the radio? Isn't that a great thing? Again, I thought that was kind of interesting how some people are trying to be negative. I mean, the man is like almost 90 years old. He's a great voice. And isn't it great that they can put him back on? It makes no sense. How do you feel about that?
I haven't spoken on it yet, but now I will. This one's for John. Can the Yankees start to get it together as they did today? You know, post-announcement that John Sterling will return for the postseason. Don't have John Sterling show up for three games in the wild card and let that be it. You shouldn't even be in the wild card round. Don't have John leave his family, leave the comfort of his home where he decided to be after all of the years and months and weeks and hours that he gave us. Don't let him come out of retirement for some nonsense. I heard him on The Fan with Evan and Tiki talk about how he's been a Yankee fan since he was 8 years old. And he wants to see the Yankees win the World Series just as bad as the rest of us. And for him to come out of retirement to do the postseason and people to try and skew it negative, you guys are losers. Like, I think you're a weirdo if you want to try and make something like John, who obviously was signed on to do the whole year this year, right? You guys forgot about that. Like, this was supposed to be 20 years of John and Susan. And John decided in April, hey, I actually don't want to do the travel. I don't want to do the quick turnarounds Friday night to Saturday night. I actually have had enough. I need a break. I need to step out. And of course, we all said, thank you, John. But we're saying thank you, John, again, because he was asked if he'd like to return. He wasn't made to return. I'm sure there's a nice dollar sign next to his return amount. But for the people that wanted to turn it into, oh, let the other guys call it. Oh, this is unfair. No, it's not unfair. He's alive, he's well, and he's willing. Good to have John Sterling back for the postseason run. Let's see if the Yankees can actually make it a long postseason run and get John Sterling to call another World Series. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Goose Gossage coming up in about 20 minutes. Taking your calls on the Jets, on the Giants, on the NFL, the New York Yankees. I got to check out the Mets game. Connor was able to actually get this Packers-Eagles game from Brazil on. It's a fun time. It's a Friday night. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.